So we are parts and parcels of Krishna. So how will people following other religions such as Christianity come to the level of realizing that they are eternal servants of Krishna? Krishna is the absolute truth. And he is revealed in the Vedic tradition. But that does not mean that he is inaccessible to other traditions. So, based on the practices that they have been given, based on the principles that they have been taught, if people practice and become elevated, then if they develop love for God, then it is between them and God how exactly they get specific spiritual realizations. See, there is generic spiritual realization and there is specific spiritual realization. Generic spiritual realization is to understand that I have a life beyond this lifetime in this world. I have a part of me that is eternal. Generic spiritual realization is also that God, the absolute truth, should be the ultimate object of my love. Now, this generic spiritual realization is common to all religious traditions, all the theistic religious traditions. Now, beyond that, there are specific revelations that are given in particular traditions. And those specific revelations may not be available in certain traditions. But the, the spiritual journey focuses first on getting the generic realizations. Like, so, even if a Christian doesn't understand that I am a servant of Krishna, they understand I am a servant of God. They may not have the same conception of God that we have at this stage. But then, even we, now we go to a temple and we see Krishna and say Krishna is God. How much do we understand? You know, we see Krishna and we see an image of Krishna, we see a picture of Krishna. But this same Krishna, he has the whole universe inside him. Now, we just hear that pastor, oh, this shows Krishna is God. But what does it mean? Now, just because we have got a specific revelation that is far more advanced, that is far more specific than what is given in other traditions, that does not necessarily mean that we have got realization of that specific revelation. So even we also have to go up on the spiritual path and get realizations. So the specific revelation that we have can help us to develop attraction to God better. Because if we know more specifics about Him, we can become more attracted to Him. But just knowing more about Him is not the same as becoming attracted to Him. So, with the knowledge that Christians have in their tradition, even if it is more generic, if they are practicing, if they are getting purified, if they are developing love for God, then that is the way they are getting elevated. And if they are following the path given by Jesus faithfully, then it is between them and Jesus how specifically they will get elevated. When exactly they will get some specific revelations for becoming elevated to the spiritual level of existence, that will vary from person to person. That will depend on between them and the spiritual guide or the spiritual manifestation of the Lord whom they are worshipping. So we don't even know the specifics of how we are going to get liberated. Like I told earlier, that there are different forms of medicine. There is allopathy, there is Ayurveda, there is naturopathy. And each of them can say that these are the strengths. And this is good this way, you practice this. So the specific revelation that is given about God in our tradition is the strength of our tradition. But then that is meant to elevate us, that is meant to transform us. If that transformation has not happened, then it does not necessarily mean that we really know God. We just have some informational knowledge of God. We don't have realized knowledge of God. So others, they may not have the specific. So we see the specific revelation. Yes, that is the highest revelation. But at our stage, it is simply one facility, which can help us to develop attraction towards the Lord. At our stage. But when in other religions, that facility is not there. But there may be other specific things which are there in their religious practices by which they can get elevated. So the ultimate liberation or ultimate destination of people who are following God faithfully, that will depend on their level of consciousness and their particular relationship understand their relationship with God. They don't necessarily have to have the same specific revelations that we have to become liberated. The generic revelation by which one is attracted to God, that itself is enough. In the Dasya Ras, in the Shantaras, there are five rasas. Shantaras we consider as the lowest among the five. But Shantaras itself is characteristic is what? Complete detachment from matter and complete attachment to God. So that also is a very elevated thing. Although there is no specific attraction to God, there's simply passive meditation, but that itself is a very elevated stage. So we don't have to expect the specifics of our tradition's religious revelation in other traditions. Nor do the practitioners of those traditions need to have those specific revelations for making generic spiritual advancement. And once they made generic spiritual advancement to development of to the level of detachment from matter, attachment to God, how specifically they will advance? That will be between God and them. Does that answer your question? Any other questions?